Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. My name is Brandon Peoples, joined here today by Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Lyle Butler. Good morning, Lyle.
Hey, good morning. I just want to know when you guys are going to get the weather better. I know it's the chamber is supposed to get good weather, but wow, kind of a long stretch of cloudy, cold, damp weather.
We report the weather, which is different than predicting the weather. We have people that do that for us.
Okay.
And changing the weather is way beyond our pay scale.
Okay, we got that straightened out today. I'm sure your listeners are interested to get that clear in everybody's mind.
So you brought it up.
I brought it up, I know. Well, usually the chamber brings good weather, so didn't do it today.
Well, you know, you'd think that the president's most criticized employment opportunity you could have, but I think meteorologists kind of get a bad rap sometimes. You know, they're predicting the future.
They are pretty. I know. Actually, that is what when I was in what's now called middle school and early high school, I wanted to be a meteorologist because I figured out you can be wrong and still keep your job. The rest of us, if we make a mistake, we're gone. So meteorologists can make big mistakes and predict the weather, and we cancel things or we try to do things, and then they still get to keep their jobs.
Yeah,
that's a pretty cool deal.
Go figure on that one.
Yeah.
So you're in here today. I know we're going to talk a lot about a lot of stuff. I don't know. What did you want to start with first here?
I don't know. You know, we haven't talked about some of the new businesses. Last month when I was in here, we kind of take the month of December off. And of course, this time of year, I think people begin to understand that things slow down a little bit because construction slows down a lot of times due to weather. And so there are just things that when Mother Nature takes over and controls, things kind of slow down. But I thought we'd, you know, kind of review the list. I mean, I will say that from, say, 5 years ago, we used to have 5 or 6 pages of openings and closings and changes and additions. And we're probably down to about 3.5 pages, which for the winter time is probably kind of normal. But there's some good things going on around. Some of the things that we start out with generally are some things that have recently opened. One of those is ShopQuick has a brand new facility out at Scenic Drive and Anderson Avenue, and that just opened about, I think, 3 weeks ago. That's out at a place called Scenic Crossings, which is at the corner of Scenic Drive and Anderson Avenue, where a new roundabout was put in. The Flint Hills Builders Association, they moved to a new location at down here at 206 South 4th in the downtown area. And so that's opened. There's a couple of other things as we go through the list that we'll talk about here that have opened. One of those is out by the airport, Kansas Gas, moved location. They had a location in Manhattan with Westar Energy, and they built a new facility out at the Business Park, Manhattan Business Park, which opened in late November, early December of 2018, and they built more of a regional center. And they've consolidated some of their offices in the region to be at that location. So it's a brand new facility that is now open. And if we now kind of go back and we begin to look at different areas of town and what's under construction or what's going on, is that the Dusty Bookshelf, again, before your time, Brandon, that burned down, and they're at 700 North Manhattan Avenue, and so they're obviously rebuilding that building at that corner, and so we don't have any specific dates on that one, but that construction is ongoing. Anderson Knight Building at 14th and Laramie is a project that will get started coming up pretty soon. The new Marriott Hotel, the Courtyard by Marriott Hotel, has all been approved, and we understand that construction, again, is going to depend upon the weather. We understood that probably late January, early February was the last we heard, but again, that is completely going to be due to weather one way or the other. Alms Realty, as they're going to be moving into the Aggieville area. And so they're currently across the street by Orange Sky Yoga, but they're going to be moving to another location in that community. Downtown Manhattan, some things that are moving along. Copeland Insurance is doing an expansion at 660 South 5th. And Rethink Nutrition is 1201 Points Avenue. And then a fitness center of some sort, we don't have a specific, is going in at 212 South 4th. And along, again, along Points Avenue, but further west than the downtown, Varney's, the accounting firm here in town, is building a brand new two-story office building. And people can see that under construction now very clearly. They're working on the foundation of that building. So, again, a longtime accounting firm in this community is doing some major expansion. So that is under construction. And a project that the city has been working on is one of three new recreation centers for our community. This is over on Fort Riley Boulevard, really at 10th and Fort Riley Boulevard, and ran into a little bit of grant funding issues on that. So that has not started construction yet. The city is working on that, but I know that all of five of the commissioners are very dedicated to see that recreation center occur over there. Sunflower Pet is going to go in next to where Westside Market is. If we go way out to the northwest side of town, there's two pretty good-sized residential areas called Prairie Village that is being constructed, and that's Schultz Construction Company is doing that. Also out in the Grand Mere location, a brand-new church is being built, is under construction, and First Christian Church is doing that. They're going to be relocating from the downtown out to the that site, and also they're going to have a child care center located in that church too. So construction is well underway. Again, still out at the northwest side of town at a shopping area called Vanesta Place, which is in the Grand Mere Village. Wainwright Eye Care is building a brand new building, and that is well under construction going on. Colbert Hills, the actual golf course itself, of course, they have a restaurant and event space area. They are looking at expanding their event space at Colbert Hills so they can accommodate some other types of events that occur. If we come over and go over to the east side of Manhattan on Highway 24, Robbins Commercial Trucks is going to put a facility at Highway 24 and XL Road. People can begin to see now in Heritage North, there's a kind of an office mixed-use area called Heritage South, which is pretty well developed out, and this is at Heritage North out on Highway 24. There are two medical facilities that are going to be going in there. The Women's Health Group is going to expand to a second location out at that site. And also under construction are new physician, general physician offices that is being sponsored by the Manhattan Surgical Hospital. Of course, they have their location out by the hospital here in Manhattan, the main hospital. But this is not going to be a hospital. These are just going to be physician offices out at Heritage North. So some of those projects are under construction. Something that was announced, and a lot of people had a lot of curiosity, if you come back close to Aggieville and right across from the Kansas State Alumni Center, the K-State Foundation announced really during the holiday period that something that at this point they're calling Alumni Village, which are going to be some, I guess I would say, townhouses. There was a gas station there that a lot of people will know that was right there into the entrance of K-State, and the gas station closed and is being torn down now. And that whole block, the block that faces the Alumni Center, will eventually be an alumni village. As it indicates, we've had a lot of people say, well, are those going to be apartments, and are they going to be for rent? And the answer is no. They are going to be owner-occupied facilities, and they're not going to be able to be rented out or leased out. Of course, they're targeting alumni of Kansas State University, but it's not restricted to alumni. Moving over to Stag Hill area on the west side of town, something that had been talked about for probably well over 2 years is finally under construction. The Genesis Health Club is building their brand new facility at Stag Hill, and that is well under construction now. So something that will be moving out of the shopping center eventually on the west side of town and moving over to their own location. One facility that created a lot of discussion in town, which is now open, and I think it actually opened on Christmas Day or the day after Christmas, was Tommy's Car Wash down on Tuttle Creek. And it kind of had some strange colors and strange-shaped building and chamber. We got a lot of phone calls about, what is that? But it is open now, Tommy's Car Wash. I think we heard that it opened the day after Christmas. Out kind of a little bit further, going on to really the north on Tuttle Creek Boulevard, there used to be a hotel there. And actually, if you go way back, even pre-Lyle Butler, that used to be the old Holiday Inn before they built the Holiday Inn Holodome, which is now the Sheraton. And that hotel went through many names and many ownerships for many years and finally closed almost a couple of years ago, and has sat vacant, and now a church has bought it, and I don't know really what they're going to be doing in that area, but there's a soul sign up there at the building, and I know they've got some plans, but we haven't talked to them, but they have purchased the building, that property, and we've heard lots of different things that they're going to do, but specifically, I do not know, but anyway, it's a church that now owns that property. Once again, if we go out to the west side of town on Scenic Drive in Anderson, there's a mixed-use development. We already talked about the gas station that has opened there. There is another that it has been announced. It was announced quite a while ago that ESB Financial, which has a bank on the east side of town on Highway 24, is going to open going to have a second location on the west side, and they hope to start construction in 2019. Again, that's at Scenic Drive and Anderson Avenue. Again, that's a mixed-use development, about 23 acres. If you go to the east of the gas station on the north side of the street, you can see some housing that is being constructed, so a mixed-use development. It is going to have housing. It's going to have retail, office, and other amenities in that particular location. Also, on the west side of town in Annenberg Park, where Wildcat Creek Fitness is, they are going to be starting, again, weather permitting. They had hoped end of January, 1st of February, they're going to be adding a second building to their facility. So it's a pretty significant expansion there at 800 Annenberg Circle, which is actually in Annenberg Park. So some things going on there.
Quite a bit.
Going back over to, there's been a lot of talk about, I know you've had Ward Morgan in here at the radio station talking about his car museum that he is going to be opening on the west side of Manhattan, where Ray's Apple Market used to be. And so that's going to be a great addition and attraction for the community. And I think there's a lot of interest in that. And so I don't have a date on opening, but I think it's sometime in the early spring that they hope to be able to have an opening. And a lot of people notice, again, this opened during the holiday or just before the holiday period. Wendy's, which had a fire many months ago at that location, did a complete rebuild of their building out there, and it is now open and operating in that location. So lots of things going on there. There's some other things happening. Of course, the Manhattan Public Library on their second floor has opened a teen area. That's pretty really neat and a great addition to our community. Salon One is doing an expansion. Because of the flooding that occurred out on the west side of town back over the Labor Day weekend, Schwab Eaton has temporarily moved to a location out on the dam road by Benchmark Construction, and that's a temporary location until they get things rebuilt. Since the last time we were in here, we've had callers through the years say, well, you only talk about things that are opening or happening in our community. What about things that have closed? And so in Aggieville, again, this was before the holiday period, Pita Pit closed. And of course, Dave's famous barbecue closed out at that location. And then right on December 31st, Della Voce downtown, which is a restaurant, kind of an Italian-based restaurant, they closed. The good news for Della Voce is that at that location, the same owners right now in the remodeling stage and are going to reopen, my understanding, by the end of January with a new name and a different menu, more of an American type dinner type menus. And so there'll be more to come as that goes on. Some other things, which are some pretty large projects, which we could spend a lot of time on, but the school district, which you've been reporting here in your news, of course, they passed, the voters supported back in November, about $130 million bond issue, which has some major construction projects really all over this area that will be going on over the next several years. So a new elementary school, an expansion at the high school, some expansions at the middle schools, all kinds of construction going on, and that's going to have a huge economic, a positive economic impact on the community because of all the construction work that's going on. First, they got to do the design work and the architectures, but eventually that will turn into some major construction. Also, again, over a year ago, the city voters voted to build some additional indoor recreation facilities, and so those are in the architectural design and planning stage. Those are going to be located at both of our middle schools in Manhattan, and that, again, is going to have some significant construction that will be occurring. I don't know whether it'll start this year, later this year, or early next year, but I know that they've got those plans going forward. And the final big project is the North Campus Corridor, and that is going to be a $40 to $50 million project with major infrastructure improvements and expansion of the roadways. And also along that North Campus Corridor is where at some point there'll be what it will actually end up be calling or not, but a Bill Snyder Museum, I think, is what they're calling it at the moment, but I think there'll be a different name. And that's all part of a continuation that the city and the university and the K-State Foundation have been working on to improve that corridor so there could be more development of offices and facilities up there. And, of course, the North Campus Corridor has got NBAF, which is right in the middle of the corridor that's under construction, and it is on time and moving forward and has not been affected by the government shutdown. At least at this point, the construction piece of it. So that project continues to move forward. And then finally, the one thing that people may notice over on the, again, the west side of a town on Anderson Avenue is a new Starbucks is going into an old building, and remodeling is going on there. So there'll be this is a freestanding Starbucks that will be located there. So those are some of the things, Brandon, that I'm aware of. There's a lot of other things that are in the works, and this time of year, construction sometimes slows down just because of the rain, snow, ice, all of those things that we've been getting.
All right. Well, big list there. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with more from Lyle Butler after this. News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan.